Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mamre Avram Golder and today Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. The 10th parak has Ro'ah V'Lachaim. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three daf's we're going to focus on. Number one, in a brisa, the Rabban say that Zro'ah V'Lachaim Akeva applies to both Kalaim, a crossbreed, and a koi. Rabbi Eliezer says the matanos applied to kalaim born from a goat and sheep, both of which are subject to matanos, but a koi, which comes from a goat and a deer, is exempt. The Gemara explains that the machlokas pertains to the offspring of a male deer and a female goat. All the tanaim are uncertain, ichoshin lezera of, whether we're concerned with the father's seed, meaning whether the offspring is considered partly a chaya and partly a behema or entirely a behema. Eliezer holds seh v'lo mitzah seh. The term seh in the obligation of matanos does not include a part seh, so a koi is exempt. Rav Huna Bar Chiya explains that although the Rabban hold seh v'afil mitzah seh, the term seh includes even a part seh, a koi is only entitled to half the matanos. Regarding the second half, the owner can say, I see right de ein choshishin lezera av shkol. Bring proof that we're not concerned for the father's seed and it's a full-fledged behema, and then take the second half. Ravin quotes Rabbi Yochanan that the Rabbanan obligated koi in the full matanos based on a drasha. Point number two, the next mission states, Bechor yishli nis'ar b'meya. If a Bechor became mixed among 100 animals, then b'zman shemeya shokhni is kuan. If 100 people shecht all of them, they are patur from giving Zro'ah V'Lachaim Akeva because each owner can claim that his animal is the Bechor and the koi must prove otherwise to demand the matanos. If one person shecks all 100 animals, the Bechor exempts him from the matanos of only one animal since all except for one are obligated matanos. However, he may choose which animal to exempt and claim it as the Bechor. The Gemara wonders why Bechor mixed among his animals exempts him from matanos altogether. Yavo lav Kohen mishnei tzadim. Let the Kohen challenge the owner from both sides. If a particular animal is the Bechor, it's entirely his. And if it's not, he's at least entitled to its matanos. Rav Hoshaya answers that the Mishnah's case is where the Bechor was already given to a Kohen and sold to a Yisrael after developing a mum, as the Bechor is exempt from matanos. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that one who shechts an animal for a Kohen or idolater is exempt from matanos. The Gemara wonders why the Mishnah mentions the Shochet, and Rava answers, Zosomer said din imatabach. This teaches that the Kohen's claim is on the slaughterer, meaning when he shechts for Yisrael, the Kohen may claim the matanos from him. Rav darshan me'esa am from the people to exempt Kohanim themselves from giving matanos. However, the phrase me'esa zovche zevach from those who shecht includes even tabach Kohen, a shochet when he's a Kohen. When he shechts his own animal to sell the meat, he must give the matanos to another Kohen. Rav Nachman related that a Kohen who is a shochet is exempt from matanos for 2 or 3 weeks while his business is not yet established. Afterwards, he's obligated. Furthermore, keva masakta, if he established a store, he's immediately obligated to give matanos. Rav Chisid said that a Kohen who does not give matanos should be excommunicated. So once again, the 3 points are number one in a braisa. The Rabban say that Zro'ah V'Lachaim Akeva applies to both kalaim, a crossbreed, and a koi. Rabbi Eliezer says the matanos applied to kalaim born from a goat and sheep, both of which are subject to matanos, but a koi, which comes from a goat and a deer, is exempt. The Gemara explains that the machlokas pertains to the offspring of a male deer and a female goat. All the tanaim are uncertain, ichoshin lezera of, whether we're concerned with the father's seed, meaning whether the offspring is considered partly a chaya and partly a behema or entirely a behema. Eliezer holds seh v'lo mitzah seh. The term seh in the obligation of matanos does not include a part seh, so a koi is exempt. Rav Huna Bar Chiya explains that although the Rabban hold seh v'afil mitzah seh, the term seh includes even a part seh, a koi is only entitled to half the matanos. Regarding the second half, the owner can say, I see right de ein choshishin lezera av shkol. Bring proof that we're not concerned for the father's seed, and it's a full-fledged behema, and then take the second half. Ravin quotes Rabbi Yochanan that the Rabban obligated koi in the full matanos based on a drasha. Point number two, the next mission states, Bechor yishli nis'ar b'meya. If a Bechor became mixed among 100 animals, then b'zman shemeya shokhni is kuan. If 100 people shecht all of them, they are patur from giving Zro'ah V'Lachaim Akeva because each owner can claim that his animal is the Bechor and the Kohen must prove otherwise to demand the matanos. If one person shecks all 100 animals, the Bechor exempts him from the matanos of only one animal since all except for one are obligated matanos. However, he may choose which animal to exempt and claim it as the Bechor. The Gemara wonders why Bechor mixed among his animals exempts him from matanos altogether. Yavo lav Kohen mishnei tzadim. Let the Kohen challenge the owner from both sides. If a particular animal is the Bechor, it's entirely his. And if it's not, he's at least entitled to its matanos. Rav Hoshaya answers that the Mishnah's case is where the Bechor was already given to a Kohen and sold to a Yisrael after developing a Mum, as the Bechor is exempt from matanos. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that one who shechts an animal for a Kohen or idolater is exempt from matanos. The Gemara wonders why the Mishnah mentions the Shochet, and Rava answers, Zosam Meretz HaDin Imatabach. This teaches that the Kohen's claim is on the slaughterer, meaning when he shechts for Yisrael, the Kohen may claim the matanos from him. Rava darshan me'esa'am from the people to exempt Kohanim themselves from giving matanos. However, the phrase me'es zovche zevach from those who shecht includes even tabach Kohen, a shochet when he's a Kohen. When he shechts his own animal to sell the meat, he must give the matanos to another Kohen. Rav Nachman related that a Kohen who is a shochet is exempt from matanos for 2 or 3 weeks while his business is not yet established. Afterwards, he's obligated. Furthermore, keva masakta, if he established a store, he's immediately obligated to give matanos. Rav Chisid said that a Kohen who does not give matanos should be excommunicated. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf from a base, and our standard Siman is a club. A club, so here goes. At the exclusive Kohanim club, where there was a grilling stand for half the Zro L'chaim Akeva from a koi, panic ensued when a Bechor got mixed up with 100 animals until a brilliant Kohen suggested that he check them all, exempting only one. But the rest would be chayv, even though the Shochet is a Kohen, and Hadini Matabach, because the club is like a store, and a Kohen who owns a store is chayv matanos. Once again, slow motion. At the exclusive Kohanim club. Club? That must more on Duff. Kuf Lamed Beis. At the exclusive Kohanim club, where there was a grilling stand for half the Zro L'chaim Akeva from a koi, which reminds us, in a brace of Rabbanan say that Zro L'chaim Akeva applies to both Kalaim, a crossbreed, and a koi. Meleza says the matanos apply to kalaim born from a goat and sheep, both of which are subject to matanos, but a koi, which comes from a goat and a deer, is pater. The Gemara explains that the machlokes pertains to the offspring of a male deer and female goat. All the Tanaim are uncertain, ichoshin lezera of, whether we're concerned with the father's seed, meaning whether the offspring is considered partly a chaya and partly a behema, or entirely a behema. So at the exclusive Kohanim club, where there was a grilling stand for half the Zro L'chaim Akeva from a koi, panic ensued when a Bechor got mixed up with 100 animals until a brilliant Kohen suggested that he check them all, exempting only one. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Bechor shenis arba mea. If a Bechor became mixed among 100 animals, then bezman shemea shoknias kulan, if 100 people checked all of them, they are all exempt from giving Zro L'chaim Akeva because each owner can claim that his animal is the Bechor, and the Kohen must prove otherwise to demand the matanos. If one person checks all 100 animals, the Bechor exempts him from the matanos of only one animal, since all except for one are obligated matanos. So at the exclusive Kohanim club, where there was a grilling stand for half the Zro L'chaim Akeva from a koi, panic ensued when a Bechor got mixed up with 100 animals until a brilliant Kohen suggested that he check them all, exempting only one. But the rest would be chayv, even though the Shochet is a Kohen and Hadini Matabach, because the club is like a store, and a Kohen who owns a store is chayv b'matanos. Which reminds us, Rav Nachman related that a Kohen who's a Shochet is pater from matanos for 2 or 3 weeks while his business is not yet established. Afterwards, he's obligated. Furthermore, if he established a store, he's immediately obligated to give matanos. Rav Chisda said that a Kohen who does not give matanos should be excommunicated. So once again, at the exclusive Kohanim club, where there was a grilling stand for half the Zro L'chaim Akeva from a koi, panic ensued when a Bechor got mixed up with 100 animals until a brilliant Kohen suggested he check them all, exempting only one. But the rest would be chayv, even though the Shochet is a Kohen and a Dini Matabach, because the club is like a store, and a Kohen who owns a store is chayv b'matanos. All right, so now it's time for a 4-blah-bach Hazara. Daf Kuf Chav Ches. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Chav Ches is 100 strong men. So here goes. At the 100 strong men contest, 100 strong men? That must be on Daf Kuf Chav Ches, Kuf Koach. At the 100 strong men contest, where one strong man lifted the dangling leg of a shechted cow to see if the rest of the cow would come up with it, regarding heksher, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Reb Meir said that the blood of a shechted animal affects heksher for its dangling aver, even without the blood touching the aver itself. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees. This Malchokas is explained in 6 ways. Abai says they argue about a partially divided item where if one holds and lifts a smaller part, the larger part doesn't come up with it, but breaks away. Rabbi Meir holds, Aryuhu Kamot, the smaller part is still considered like one with the larger part. Therefore, the aver is still considered part of the animal regarding heksher. Rabbi Shimon holds, it's considered separate. So at the 100 strong men contest, where one strong man lifted the dangling leg of a shechted cow to see if the rest of the cow would come up with it, regarding heksher, another strong man tried to attach a big hand sticker onto a live cow to indicate the cow may be a yud for its dangling limb, which reminds us, Rabbi asks, can a living animal become a yud for a dangling limb? The aver can become susceptible to food tuma, but the animal itself is not. If tuma touches the animal, will the aver become tame? This question is left unresolved. So at the 100 strongman contest, where one strongman lifted the dangling leg of a shechted cow to see if the rest of the cow would come up with it, regarding heksher, another strongman tried to attach a big hand sticker onto a live cow to indicate the cow may be a yud for its dangling limb. Next to where some of the cow's severed flesh was placed, that was not matame, which reminds us, Tanaim exclude bas min achai from being matame in three ways from a pasuk. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, ma misa she'eno osa chalifin, just as death doesn't generate a replacement, so too anything severed from a live animal is only matame if it doesn't generate a replacement, such as an aver. This excludes basa, which can regenerate. Rabbi Kiva says that just as an animal has gidim ba'atzamos, sinews and bones, so too only something with sinews and bones, which separates from a live animal, is matame, excluding basar. Daf Kuf Chav Tes, so the simmer Daf Kuf Chav Tes is a cactus. So here goes. The man sitting near a cactus. Cactus? That must be on Daf Kuf Chav Tes. The man sitting near a cactus on a sourdough bench on Pesach, which is allowed because it's Maisa Eitz, which reminds us of Block 11, which one designated for sitting, loses its status as chametz and may be kept on Pesach, and becomes a seat susceptible to the Tuma Chamura Moshav. This tuma may be deraisa, yet it's not an example of food transmitting tuma chamura because the leaven is serving as a maisa eitz, meaning a seat, not as food. So the man sitting near a cactus on a sourdough bench on Pesach, which is allowed because it's maisa eitz, informed the rescue workers cleaning up from a deadly collision a rider had with a cactus that the previously dangling meat on the dead bull is not tameh because it's forbidden for a goy to eat, which reminds us Rabbi Shimon refers from the pasuk mikol ocha asher ye'achel, from any foods which can be eaten, food which you may feed to others, meaning non-Jews, is called food. But food which you may not feed to others is not called food regarding tuma of food. Since bas min achai is forbidden even to Gentiles, it cannot contract tumas ochlin. So the man sitting near a cactus on a sourdough bench on Pesach, which is allowed because it's Maaseh Eitz, informed the rescue workers cleaning up from a deadly collision a rider had with a cactus that the previously dangling meat on the dead bull is not tummy because it's forbidden for goy to eat. And the dangling flesh from the dead rider is tahor, while the dangling aver is tame because of aver minachai, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that a person's dangling aver or flesh is tahor. If he dies, the dangling flesh remains tahor because it's viewed as if it fell off just before his death. And this time it holds human basar minachai is tahor. The formerly dangling aver is matame as aver minachai, but not as a limb from a dead body. Daf Kuf Lamed, so the simmer Daf Kuf Lamed is a chazan based on kol. So here goes. The chazan, that must be on Daf Kuf Lamed, kol. The chazan on his way to give Zro L'chaim Akeva while singing about the fact that they are given only from chulin and not kachim, which reminds us, the 10th berak begins, Hazro V'chaim V'keva, Nogim Ba'artz U'B'chutz L'artz. The obligation to give the foreleg, jaws, and the fourth stomach to a kohen applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, and during and after the base of Mikdash. However, it only applies to kohen animals, not to kachim. The pasuk says, Ve'eteno sema Arno kohen levana v'chol kolam. I have given them to Arno and his sons as an everlasting right, implying Einu el masha amru be'inyan. He only has that which is mentioned in the context of kachim, referring to the chaz of Ashok, not the Zro L'chaim Akeva. So the chazan on his way to give Zro L'chaim Akeva while singing about the fact that they are given only from chulin and not kachim, who got so hungry that he ended up eating them but was exempt from paying because they are mamun sheino av tovim, which reminds us, Rav Chisda says, a mazik matnos kahuna, o sha'achlan patim l'shalim, one who damages the kohanim's gifts or eats them before a kohen receives them is exempt from paying. This may be derived from v'zeh yemishpat ha'kohanim, and this shall be the due of the kohanim, implying that the obligation to give the matanos only applies while they are in existence. Alternatively, the reason is, mishum dehavli mamun sheino av tovim, because it's money which has no claimant, meaning no specific kohen owns them to claim damages. After a kohen receives them, however, they are his personal property, and one who damages them must compensate him. So the chazan on his way to give Zro L'chaim Akeva while singing about the fact that they are given only from chulin and not kachim, who got so hungry that he ended up eating them but was exempt from paying because they are mamon sheino av tovim, was on his way to give the matanos to a basin that was going to distribute them only to kohanim who were not Ama Arts, which reminds us, Rabbi Yonason said, "Minayin shein nosim matana l'kohen Ama Arts." From where do we know that we do not give a matana to a kohen who is an Ama Arts? The pasuk says that the king instructed the people to give them a nas, the portion to the kohanim and levim, l'man yechezku b'toras Hashem, so that they will hold firmly to Hashem's Torah. This teaches, kol maksi b'toras Hashem yeshu manas. Any kohen who holds firmly to Hashem's Torah has a right to a portion. But any kohen who does not hold firmly to Hashem's Torah has no right to a portion. Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. So the Simur Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph is a kela, a jail. So here goes. The man who uses meiser to get out of jail. Jail? That must be on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. Kela. The man who uses meiser to get out of jail, who is required to separate new meiser, which reminds us, Gemara again attempts to disprove Rav Chissa's ruling. The one who damages matnas kahuna is exempt from payment because they are mamun she'en l'tovim. Abraisa states, if the king's household confiscated one's granary and the grain was taken as payment of a debt owed to the king, he must separate additional meiser from other grain to replace the meiser of the confiscated grain. This proves that if meiser was taken as payment of his debt, he does have to replace it. The Gemara answers that case is different because he gains by the amount he would have had to remove as meiser. Since all the grain, including the portion that would have been removed as meiser, was accounted for as debt, he stands to profit from the meiser and must replace it. So the man who uses meiser to get out of jail, who is required to separate new meiser, left behind the Levi who wasn't satisfied by not getting matnas kahuna and snatched them away from Kohanim, which reminds us there was once a Levi who would snatch matnas kahuna as they were being brought to Kohanim. Rav said, is it not enough for him that we do not take matnas kahuna from him when he shecks his own animals, but he also grabs them from others? The Gemara explains that Rav was uncertain if levim are included in The Gemara ultimately proves that this question is a malchokas between Tanaim, and Rav was uncertain whom the halacha follows. So the man uses meiser to get out of jail, who was required to separate new meiser, left behind the Levi who wasn't satisfied by not giving matnas kahuna and snatched them away from Kohanim, who was relieved to hear that his wife, a Kohanis, was ironically being supported by receiving matnas kahuna, which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether matnas kahuna can be given to a Kohanis. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you want a block of leaven, which one designated for sitting, loses its status as chametz and may be kept on Pesach? That's on Daf. Kuf Chav Tes. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss whether a tabach kohen, a kohen is a shochet, whether he must give matanos? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss what the halacha is of combining two shomrim together? That's on Daf. Kuf Yutes. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss whether a levi is obligated to give zro l'chaim and keva? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that one who damages matnas kahuna is pater from paying, one reason being it's mamun she'en lo tovim, it's money which has no claimants? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss congealed liquid which exudes from the meat, which combines with the meat for the shear to transmit tumah? That's on Daf. Kuf Chav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss what the din is of Zro L'chaim Akeva in the case of a bechor that got mixed in with 100 animals? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you know that matnas kahuna may not be given to a kohen? Ama Arz. That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss what the din is of Zro L'chaim Akeva when it comes to kalaim or a koi? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we discuss whether matnas kahuna can be given to a kohenis? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Aleph. Excellent. All right. That concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.